Hey, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. This is the Week in Review. Five Marlins now enjoy the West Coast for the All-Star Week activities, and all five, among others, help the Marlins to another winning week. Dave Van Horn, Glenn Geffner, and Kyle Seeloff bring you the radio highlights. I'm Boomer Dangle. It's a pleasure to have you. And here we go. Well, a bit of a sour note to start off with, but there's no other way to put it. Coming off a split against the Braves, Miami traveled overnight to New York and let Monday afternoon's 4th of July ballgame slip away.
Here's the 2-2, and it's ripped towards center field. The Mets are going to take the lead. Going to roll to the wall. Darno's in. Walker's in. And it's 8-6 Mets on a two-run double by Yoenis Cespedes.
The Marlins handed over their 6-0 lead, and the Mets enjoyed a comeback win. It would have been a particularly punctuating win for Miami, as New York entered on a 5-game win streak. Simply put by Giancarlo Stanton, it happened all at once, and that was that.
We put that as a fluke in our head. I mean, we totally controlled that game. They just kind of picked away and, you know, scraped it off. So it's all right. It happens, and good thing we all had a mishap at once and then, you know, let it go.
G said that after Tuesday night's win, where he definitely put Monday in the rearview mirror.
1-2 pitch to Stanton is hammered toward the gap. Left center field, he hit it well, and it's going to get out of here. A home run for Stanton to put Miami on top in the seventh.
In the eighth, he doubled up.
Goodell to Stanton, and Giancarlo drives one high and deep to left. It's his second of the night. It's a no-doubter up into the second deck, and the Marlins busted open 5-1 in the eighth.
He provided all the RBIs the Marlins needed in a 5-2 win. Tuesday was his 17th multi-home run game for the Marlins. And as quickly as his homers left Citi Field, he turned right around and did it again.
Pitch from DeGrom is driven a long way, deep left center field. There is no doubt about it. Up into the second deck, Giancarlo goes deep for the third time in two nights. And the Marlins are on the scoreboard, 3-1 in the fourth.
This pitch is crushed. A line drive to left. Nobody in the outfield moving. It is a line drive home run that's up, up and away into the seats, well over top of that 370 marker. And for the second straight day, a two-homer game for Giancarlo.
Two more rockets, his 18th multi-home run game. That's a Marlins franchise record. A month ago, Giancarlo bottomed out at a 192 batting average. His on-base percentage was under 300 for the first time since his rookie year when you dismissed the very early season stats.
I'm coming back. It's a long road from here, so that's why you don't worry about where you're at on the season stats. So just keep plugging away, keep trying to win each day, and know that by the end of the year, it'll pan out.
He walked in his first at-bat Wednesday, and through the same amount of games in which Giancarlo played last season, 74, he already had four more walks than a year ago. But after the walk, he homered two more times Wednesday, so that meant he'd homered in his last four at-bats. Nobody, including Giancarlo, has ever done it in five straight trips to the plate. G struck out his next time up, and the Marlins lost the game and series to the Mets. But then the fun started. As New York played Washington, the Marlins had three games on their schedule till the All-Star break, all at home, all against Cincinnati. The team knew there'd be five players headed out west, but Mattingly made sure the focus stayed in Miami.
We got to think differently, in a sense, because, I mean, you get the feeling, being around the club, that everybody's really excited that this club's doing this well. We're 20 under last year. There's just another level in here. And I think our guys have it in them, but there's a way to get there, and it's an everyday grinded-out focus. And I think if you don't play like that, if you don't ask for it, number one, it's like it's not going to happen, right? And if we don't get 25 guys focused on that, then, you know, it may be okay, and everybody says, okay, we did okay, but that's not going to get it done.
The team embraced that message from Christian Yelich.
You got to finish strong. You know, we've done an all right job in the first half. I think we've done well, but I think we all know there's room for improvement there. You know, like I said, it's important to finish the first half strong and carry that momentum into the second half.
To Martin Prado.
These three games, I know that it doesn't matter who we're playing, and every single team in the big leagues can give us a hard time. Besides that, we just got to worry about today, and we'll see. You know, prepare the way we prepared the whole year and play a good game, and hopefully we can get these three games.
To Jose Fernandez.
Two down, two in scoring position. Marlins up 2-1. And here comes the 0-2 to Hamilton, and a bounding ball to the shortstop. Up with it, Echevarria. Throw to first for the out. And Jose got out of a major jam here in the fifth.
Jose improved his lifetime record at Marlins Park to an incredible 25-1. He lowered his home ERA further to 1.43.
I was actually thinking about it when I was warming up today. That's obviously, you know, always trying to get better or something. And I was out there playing catch, and you know what this play makes me feel, you know, and I'm trying to figure it out. You know, it's just like home, it's, you know, the fans. You know, it's just being home, and it is. You know, it's just a lot. I don't know, man. I'm trying to make the adjustment to feel the same on the road, if that makes sense.
He didn't allow an earned run. All-stars Fernando Rodney and A.J. Ramos closed the door in a 3-1 win. And as you can imagine, it's pretty nice to throw three all-stars in the same game.
We trust our other guys, too. I mean, Phelps has been great. I think Bearclaw's been did a great job for us this year. So we trust all our guys. But obviously, when you put Fernando in the game, he's a guy that's, you know, got a track record of being in those situations. You know he's not going to panic, and A.J.'s been great this year.
Over the first two games against Cincy, Fernandez, Rodney, and Ramos combined for 11 innings and no earned runs allowed. Fernando and A.J. tossed an inning apiece to protect Saturday afternoon's lead after Martin Prado pushed the team back ahead.
Detroit beat Toronto 3-2. Prado swings, sends a fly ball down the right field line. This is for a good distance, and unable to see it and track it is Bruce. It bounces on the warning track. Conley is home. And so is JT Realmuto. Two runs score on a fly ball hit to right field that Jay Bruce couldn't track. And it landed on the warning track, took a big high hop off the wall, and two runs score, and the Marlins take a 3-2 lead.
Giancarlo added insurance with a broken bat RBI single, and the Marlins won game two, 4-2. They entered Sunday with a few things on the line. A three-game sweep of the Reds, a chance to go 6-4 in the last 10 before the break, a chance to match their best level above 500 this season, and with a New York loss, Miami would tie for second place in the division at the All-Star break. It's the theme of the week, but a Sunday afternooner before a few days off would be so easy to breeze past. For the Marlins, it meant the difference in four games over and six games over. And when the bats needed to come to life, they did.
It'll be a 1-2 from the stretch. Reed and Giancarlo drives one deep to left field. There's no doubt about this one. It is way out of here. Giancarlo, a go-ahead two-run home run, his 20th of the season. And the Marlins take a 4-3 lead in the fifth.
Big G's now hit 8 in the last 30 days. Backup support from JT Realmuto and Yelich RBIs. The Marlins salvaged the bullpen any heavy lifting and completed the sweep against Cincy and spared JT any stressful innings behind the plate.
We've had 1- and 2-run leads almost every game, and those guys are getting thrown out there. So it was nice tonight to get a 4-run lead and kind of get the other guys a chance. And every time they've come through the game, they've done a great job for us. So the bullpen's just been phenomenal all around. I just feel like as a group, we have a lot more confidence this year. Like you said, we were young last year. We're still young this year, but we've all got more and more time under our belts every day. And there's a lot of good talent in that locker room and a lot of great guys. And when you combine that together with a little bit of confidence, it makes for a winning team. So hopefully we can keep that going.
The sweep did, in fact, put the Marlins six games above even through 88 contests this year. And the Mets did, in fact, lose. So those two teams now enter the second half locked with the same exact record. Miami and New York are both six games behind Washington in the National League East, but Don Mattingly says he's not just going to settle for second place in the division in a wild card spot.
Yeah, we're not talking wild card. We're trying to win this division. That's really our goal. And the wild card's not really something that you wouldn't even want to talk about. So we're talking about winning the division. We're in a position that, you know, I'd let really be leading by six and be down, but there's enough time here, and then we got a good enough club that we can do this.
So now we take a break from the regular season to celebrate the sport's best, including five Marlins. One of eight contestants, Giancarlo Stanton, takes his hacks in the Home Run Derby. Something to watch out of, G, he has five home runs at Petco Park, but we all know he loves the National League West with four home runs out there just this season. And that's against live pitching. Tuesday night, the All-Star Game, and starting center fielder for the National League is Marcell Ozuna.
For me, it's me a lot. You know, I say thanks God because I wasn't working hard the whole season for many a good season, and God gave me a gift, and that's the first gift he gave me, All-Star game.
Ozo's batting average has cooled to a 307 pace this year, but compare that to last season, where on July 12th, he was batting 286 for AAA New Orleans. Since the Marlins recalled Marcel last August 15th, he's batting 297 with 23 home runs, and if you call that a full season, yeah, that's All-Star worthy. Fernando Rodney revisits San Diego less than 2 weeks removed from joining the Marlins from the Padres, and Jose Fernandez enjoys his second All-Star season, his first since he was a rookie.
Really fun, man. Really fun. Four guys going, and G now is coming for the home run derby, so five. I told him today when I came in, you better win that. So I put some pressure on him. But, you know, looking forward to it. I got a bunch of my family going, and I think that all the guys got a lot of family going, and I think it's going to be beautiful.
For Jose, he returns to the ballpark that unseated his certain future in 2014. He left the game after five innings and six runs to face Tommy John surgery. And A.J. Ramos, as deserving as anybody for the All-Star game, with a 2.25 ERA in the closer's role this year. Here's how Ramos found out he'd be one of the National League All-Stars.
You know, usually when you get called in the office, or he said when you get called in the principal's office, you have it's usually bad news. He said, so I got some bad news for you. Yeah, he said, you guys aren't going to have any days off because you guys are going to San Diego. And it was me, obviously the guys that made it. It was a surreal moment. I mean, it's something that that was one of my goals this season, to make it. My team was able to put me in position to get those saves and make plays behind me, and it was an amazing day.
And this might be the coolest note of them all. Of all the Marlins representatives in San Diego this week, except for the recent acquisition, Rodney, all four were drafted and brought up through the Marlins' own organization. With a record 6 games over 500 in mid-July, Mattingly offers one final thought at the All-Star break.
I just think every game is an important game for us, and that's really what I think our team needs to continue to learn and process, is that you got to be ready to play every day. Every game can cost you a game in the standings, or it's a day you can pick up in the standings and gain ground, and you're just going to need X wins by the end of the year to get into the party. And so every one of these are important. Not just when you get into the pennant race time of the year when everybody kind of starts thinking about it more. These games are just important, and so we have to treat them like that, but to stay on that even, you know, ride that wave evenly instead of letting it be up and down, which we have a little bit of a tendency to do.
This marks the best winning percentage at the break since 1997. There's been a 19-game swing in the winning direction since this point last year. Home Run Derby, 8 p.m. on ESPN Monday. All-Star Game, 8 p.m. on Fox Tuesday. Marlins back in action, 8 p.m. Friday. We'll hit the airwaves at 7:45 from St. Louis and kick off this exciting second half. Till then, enjoy a few days away and a deep breath. We'll have an All-Star version of the Week in Review next Monday on the Marlins Radio Network.